Well, this rather hurried legislation that is supposed to curtail people back in the community so they can be held for a mandatory minimum of 12 months if they don't cooperate with the Federal Immigration Department has taken a strange twist. Senator James Patterson has spoken about what will happen in the Senate once this has gone through the lower house.
For any upcoming High Court cases, they couldn't explain how or when they would use this legislation or who it would apply to. In light of that, it's very difficult for the Coalition to support such a rushed passage of this legislation. We are very concerned about unintended consequences. We are very concerned about the failure to do work on third country resettlement options. We are very concerned that this might inadvertently encourage people to get back on boats again. And so, therefore, this morning in the Senate, we will be moving to refer this bill to a proper inquiry so that these issues can be carefully and appropriately considered, as is the normal legislative process, so that stakeholders and independent experts can come forward and give their evidence to a Senate committee. And we'll ask that Senate committee to report back to the Parliament before the return of the Parliament for budget sittings, so that this legislation can be considered in the proper way at the proper time.
Look, as people said this morning, the opposition will be accused of allowing these people to come back in the community, given there's a High Court decision looming in relation to at least one of these persons. And we are talking about murderers, rapists, child sex offenders. We're not talking about people who got caught, you know, shoplifting. However, given that they were only given 20 minutes to examine it, and now they've had more time to examine the bill since it went through the lower house yesterday, I can understand Senator Patterson's reluctance to support it today. I thought they might try and move some amendments, but apparently they're that worried that there are that many holes in the legislation, they'd rather just leave it, have a Senate investigation into it, and then come back with a recommendation before Parliament resumes, before the May budget. So we'll wait and see what happens in Parliament today, and we'll report on that tomorrow, but it's unlikely to pass just at the moment the way things are lining up.